Empower your state or local government agency with solutions from HP. The HP Blade System C-Class is an out-of-the-box infrastructure that combines three unique features into one Blade infrastructure: Insight Control Management, Thermal Logic Technology, and Virtual Connect Architecture. It only has to be wired once for easy setup and expandability, helping you allocate time, money, and resources. And its remote capabilities let you monitor your infrastructure while helping to analyze your agency's future needs.
This is Lindsay Isaacs, Managing Editor of American City and County at the Public Technology Institute's 2007 Technology Leadership Conference. I'm here with Michael Armstrong, Chief Information Officer for San Antonio. Thanks for joining me today.
Glad to do it, Lindsay.
Well, can you tell me what's the hottest technology project in San Antonio right now?
Well, that depends on who you ask, as always. From a community perspective and from a political perspective, people have a lot of interest in wireless. From an economic development perspective, we're becoming obviously an attractive place to locate data centers. Microsoft has announced a very large project. National Security Agency is bringing one in. Lowe's has already begun moving theirs in. So that's going to be a really nice part of our economy. From the government perspective itself, it's infrastructure rebuilding. You know, we need to do things to strengthen the connection, you know, among the 400 facilities that we have in the city. And it's not terribly sexy work or, you know, terribly visible work, but it's absolutely fundamental. If we don't get that done, then you know, we're going to continue to have problems with higher levels of that stack.
Well, what have been your biggest challenges so far?
I think, well, personally for me, moving from a fairly small city of 200,000 or so to a very large city, the seventh largest city in the country now, and just the sheer scale of that kind of operation. And frankly, dealing with a different kind of political system. We have very strong term limits. Our council members have two-year terms, and they're gone. So we're constantly turning over council about every 2 years. That means that the continuity is a real problem for us. We're going through a really intense period of change right now. This council brought in a new city manager, Cheryl Scully, who was an assistant city manager in Phoenix, bringing in a different, much more business-like, much more focused attitude than we've had before. And it's a real cultural change for, you know, for both the city and the organization. So it's in some ways it's a difficult time, but it's also a very exciting time.
Yeah. Great. Well, what technology projects are on your agenda in the near future?
I'm very much focused on infrastructure at this point. We're trying to consolidate the third-party services that we buy in a very large RFP that will be going out very shortly. We're working in a couple of venues to try to increase our fiber presence. As I say, we have over 400 facilities. We don't have broadband connection to more than 10% of those, which is a real serious issue as the demand for our services change and as the content that goes across our network changes. So, you know, that's a big one. We have been working very hard on stabilizing our SAP installation. We're making good progress with that. We're beginning to get very good data out of the system. We're getting good financial information. And of course, will lead to better decisions and better use of our resources. So, focusing on those areas, we have some other things that we know from a fundamental perspective that we're going to have to do, you know, going forward. A lot of applications we're going to have to replace, but we believe in building the foundation and then trying to build the rest of the house on top of that. So that's kind of where we're spending our effort right now.
Great. Well, is there anything that you've seen or heard so far at the show that's piqued your interest?
Yeah, I think it's the interest in shared services and the dawning understanding that governments, whether they be cities or counties, really can't afford to go it alone anymore. That there are fiscal constraints, there are political constraints that we're going to have to deal with, and certainly those are going to continue to get worse, as David Osborne in his last book pointed out. And I find that very encouraging. You know, I know in the San Antonio area we have a number of regional initiatives that are underway now, even though we're certainly the largest city. But we're dealing with a three-county area that includes, small town suburbs and, our county and the city government. And a lot of that's been driven by Homeland Security. A lot of it's being driven by public safety. But just from an efficiency of government and effectiveness of government perspective, I think that, sharing not only services not only within your own organization, but among other government agencies, NGOs, and other people who are connected to that is something that's going to have to happen as we go forward.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Look forward to seeing it on the website.